In fact, he told the adversary, he says, you will bruise his heel, talking about how he would bruise Jesus' body. But he says, but he, talking about Jesus, is going to crush your head. In other words, he's going to crush all the little bit of authority that you believe that you stole from Adam. I'm going to restore it back to them, and I'm going to do it in a way that you would have never thought I would be able to do it. He says, the same way you did it, you caused a man to fall, I'm going to provide another man who's going to live on earth, and he's going to operate on earth as a man anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and power. And that man, talking about the man, Jesus, is going to walk through the earth, and he's going to go through every temptation, and he's going to go through different situations and circumstances, but he's only going to preach one message, and that one message is repent, change your mind, change your thinking, change your actions. Why? Because the kingdom of God, our God's governing system, is at hand. And what he's going to do, he's going to restore back health, and he's going to restore back prosperity, and he's going to restore back peace, and he's going to break off the shackles and the chains that the adversary has placed on man all these years. And he's going to do it, but he's going to demonstrate it first by living the life for 33 years, and then he's going to lay down his life to make, which is going to be the price, which is going to cost to pay for the sins, past, present, and future. And he says, and then I'm going to pick that life back up. I'm going to take my blood, Jesus is, he says, I'm going to lay it on the mercy seat of God. So every time God sees those who accept him, he will see them through the blood of Jesus. He will see you washed clean. He will see you pure. He will see you in right standing with him. That's what God did to the adversary.